Humahaba na ang pila ng mga Australian sa labas mismo ng lokal na butika. Ito'y matapos sabihin ng gobyerno na maaari nang gamitin ang rapid antigen testing kit sa bahay kaysa pumila sa PCR testing centers. Pero mas madali para sa mga concession card holders dahil simula kahapon makakakuha sila ng libreng test kits. Aabot sa 6.6 milyong Australians, kabilang dito ang mga pensioners, veterans at may mga mabababang income ang makakakuha ng libreng 10 test kits sa loob ng 3 buwan. Subalit nababahala ngayon ang Pharmacy Guild of Australia President na si Trent Tomey. Sa kanyang pahayag sa Nine Network, hindi agad umaabot ang supply sa kani-kanilang mga butika sa bawat estado at teritoryo.
We will have enough over the course of the program, but we don't have enough today. And so there are 6,000 community pharmacies in Australia, and 804 pharmacies went live this morning. So that's nationwide. There are pharmacies in every state and territory that will go live today. But 804 pharmacies out of 6,000 means simply the majority of pharmacies will not be going live.
Ayon kay South Australia Premier Stephen Marshall, may supply sila ng rat kits sa mga klinika na pinamamahalaan ng estado pero kulang ang kanilang supply. Kaya inaasahang magpupulong ang COVID Response Committee ngayong Linggo para pag-usapan kung paano maplansya ang mga problema para bumaba ang kaso ng COVID-19 sa kanilang estado.
We'll be looking at a range of topics. We'll obviously be getting some further modeling back from Professor Ross with regards to how we may set about easing restrictions in South Australia. We'll have a discussion again about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and more vulnerable communities across South Australia. And we'll also be looking at elective surgery.
Subalit kahit nararanasan ang pagtaas ng kaso ng mga naospital sa Northern Territory, ayon kay Health Minister Natasha Files, kampante ito na malalagpasan nila ang pandemya.
We've now had a couple of days of lower numbers in the Northern Territory in that 200 to 300 range, and that's seeing our rolling 7-day average coming down to under 400. We do acknowledge that usually earlier in the week we do see a bit of a lag in testing because of the weekend. We also are seeing bumpy results in our testing because of the isolated conditions we live in the Northern Territory, the remoteness. But we've certainly flattened the curve.
Dagdag din ni New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant, laking tulong sa paghina ng pagkalat ng virus sa estado ang pag-iingat at pagsunod sa health protocols.
But it is pleasing that when we look at a range of measures, our assessment indicates that the spread of COVID virus is slowing, our situation is stabilizing, and whilst we expect to see a little bit of an uptick in transmission associated with schools going back, I just want to say that this can be mitigated by the actions of you as individuals.
Tanggap na din ng maraming estado at teritoryo na aakyat ang bilang ng kaso ng COVID-19 sa pagbabalik silid-aralan ng ilang milyong kabataan simula ngayong Linggo. Isa na dito si Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard na nagsabing baka mas hahaba pa ang panahon na mataas ang bilang ng kaso sa kanilang estado ngayong pasukan.
The peak does not mean the end. That means the high point. The other thing I should draw everyone's attention to is that schools will be recommencing in 2 weeks' time, and it's likely that when that occurs, there will be a further, probably extension of the peak. So it may well be that we have a longer, flatter period because of schools.
Samantala sa New South Wales, tiniyak ni Premier Dominic Perrottet sa mga magulang na plansyado na nila ang programa para magiging ligtas ang pagbabalik ng mga bata sa eskwelahan.
The massive operation which we set out to achieve in relation to the distribution and obviously the acquisition of rapid antigen tests has been incredibly successful. Already today we have 5 million rapid antigen tests that have been distributed to schools across our state, and the rest are following over the next day.
Kung kasama ang Victoria sa pamimigay ng mga rat kits sa mga staff at estudyante ngayong pasukan gaya ng New South Wales, hindi naman ito sinang-ayunan ni Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath.
There is not advice or recommendation from AHPPC or the Chief Health Officer that we need to do this level of testing in young people. It's not a comfortable test at the best of times, and we just don't believe that at this stage we need to be testing children in that way and that regular, knowing also that there is a shortage of supply of these tests as well. We believe that those tests are best focused in the areas where we need them the most.
Saad ni Dath, bakuna pa din ang panlaban kontra virus, lalo na sa pagbabalik eskwela ng mga bata.
5 to 11-year-olds, we are now almost at 25%, which means almost 1 in 4 of our 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated now, 24.62%. And I remind parents that it's just as important to get your 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated as well. We are not at 70% double dose for the 12 to 15-year-olds. So we really want to see those numbers come up before they start the school year.
Bagay na sinang-ayunan din ni Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews. At higit sa lahat, nagpapababa ito ng pressure sa sistema ng kalusugan sa lahat ng estado at teritoryo.
Nothing's more important when it comes to protecting you, the people you love, and the people that we all count on, our nurses, our AMBOs, and our doctors, the whole team across our health system. Nothing's more important for all of those reasons than getting a third dose.
Inanunsyo naman ni Health Minister Greg Hunt na aprobado na ang bakunang gamot na Novavax bilang pang-apat na bakuna na maaaring gamitin sa bansa. Dagdag nito, ang Novavax ay protein-based na bakuna na tamang-tama para sa hindi pa bakunado dahil sa medical na kondisyon.
The specific advice of the Technical Advisory Group on Immunization is that it will be a two-dose course with a minimum of 3 weeks between the first and second doses. It's a protein-based vaccine, and so for some who may have had contraindications or reactions with regards to other vaccines, this will provide an additional opportunity for them, as well as those who, for whatever reason, have not taken up the program so far.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa bakuna sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Deborah Groke na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.